Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, never open a door that you can't close, right? Or risk being assaulted by something that you can't see.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and 855-853-4802, the phone number to call and share your real ghost stories with us. Love to hear them. Of course, you can subscribe and get all of our episodes ad-free. Get the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. All those ghost stories, thousands upon thousands upon thousands, going many, many, many years back. When you sign up to be a supporter of our program through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories, or you can go to ghostpodcast.com. You'll enjoy that, trust me. It's Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. And yeah, this I enjoy the quotes, never open a door that you can't close. Very true statement.
Mm-hmm, especially when it comes to the paranormal.
Yeah, let's go over to this phone call and hear the ghost story. Hi.
Hey, Tony, how are you? My name is April. I am from Georgia. I was calling you to tell you of my story today, my newest story, which happened to me today. To give you a little background, our family has, I don't know if you want to say gifts or curses, but we are very, very sensitive, and it's just always been that way. The women in our family have that. But growing up, you know, my grandmother always told me that, you know, if you hear somebody calling your name, don't respond. If you feel like you're being pinned down in the bed, that sleep paralysis, just pray. You know, you pray the Lord's Prayer. If you cannot say the Lord's Prayer, because sometimes you get into your sleep paralysis and your words get jumbled up, you know, you can just call the name of Jesus, and whatever it is has to let you go. But we were always taught not to open any doors that we couldn't close. So today, I got off work. I work nights. I work at a prison. I'm a prison nurse. I've been a prison nurse since 2016. I've also worked ICU, and I've done travel through COVID, all this other stuff, right? But this morning, I got off. I got home, took a shower, got in the bed, and about 7, 8 o'clock, I'm out. I think the last time I looked at the clock was like 7:25. Anyway, I got up at 10 o'clock, and I'm like, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I'm like, oh, my God, I have to go back to work tonight, and I'm frantic. So I got up. I took a nice, hot, relaxing bath, and with that, I was like, okay, I'm ready to go to bed. But I took valerian root to kind of help me settle down and go to bed, and I tossed and turned and tossed and turned and tossed and turned until finally I said, you know what? This is getting annoying. I have to be at work in like 6 hours. I need at least an hour and a half, 2 hours sleep. So I turned over and I laid face down on my stomach. And within a couple of minutes, I felt somebody come and sit on my bed. And I'm thinking, oh, my husband's home. Well, no, because I'm thinking, well, my alarm is set for 3:45 so I can get up and get ready for work. My husband doesn't get off work until 5 o'clock. He doesn't usually get home until 6 o'clock. And my alarm hasn't gone off. When that thought registered, something jumped on my back and began pushing me down into my bed. And I'm like, holy shit. So I started saying the Lord's Prayer. And it was just getting heavier and heavier. And I called out to my archangel, Gabriel, and my archangel, St. Michael, to come and defend me, remove whatever this is off of me. And I could feel as if somebody's grabbing you, but somebody's trying to get that person off of you. I can feel that. So every time you feel them pull, the weight would come back more. And I just got so tired of it. And I took my left shoulder and I gave it a shove. And I'm like, get off me. And it let go. And I'm like, how dare you? Like, I know this is not how you come in contact with me. You know, I was very afraid, but I just really got pissed off. I'm like, no, you will not come in my house and really just like assault me. Like, I don't get assaulted in the prison. You're not going to come in my house and assault me. I'm like, I was born and raised in New Jersey. I will beat your ass. Like, you done came from the wrong chick, okay? So once it let up, I'm like, I know I wasn't sleeping because I gave it all my full force, and I'm like, get off me. And I'm moving my arms and my legs, and then immediately when it let up, I turned over and lift I sleep with a sleep mask because I sleep during the day, and I sleep with earplugs. And I pulled my mask off and took my earplugs off, and there was nobody there, but you could still feel the presence. So I just saged my entire house. I brought some extra crystals so I can bless my house all over again because I was just floored that I would be assaulted in my own house. And it had to be a human spirit because that's the energy that I was feeling. I have to say I love you guys' show. I've been binge listening to you guys for probably about 2 years. I've just became an EPP probably about 3 days ago. But I've been listening to you guys. I actually started with one of your other podcasts. I think it went from the crime show to one of your other shows and then this one. So I hope all of this is coming clear. I'm actually leaving my apartment from South Carolina, headed to my house in Georgia, so I can bless my house and bless my husband and protect them, because I'm thinking, like, my husband, he puts his head down and he's out for the count. But all week he couldn't sleep. So he's been dragging, like, all week he's telling me that he can't sleep. Well, now I know why. So, you know, my goal for tonight is to put an end to this madness, because you're not going to come in and do what the hell you think you're going to do. Like, honey, I'm a big black bitch from Jersey. I will fuck you up. I'm sorry. I know they probably have kids listening, but that was my thought, like, for real. So I hope this is coming in clear, because I am driving from Beaufort, South Carolina to really Nowhereville, Georgia. I live in a town that's only about 250 people in the whole town. Like, we just got a Dollar General, so we growing, okay? But I love you guys, I love you guys, I love you guys. And thank you so much for all that you do, giving us this platform, because sometimes you just need to vent, because, you know, things like this will piss you off. And it's like, who do you vent to? Because if you tell somebody, they probably look at you like you have two heads. But I did call out of work tonight, and I did call my boss, and I told her exactly what happened, and I haven't had any sleep, and I'm extremely irritated. Like, I need to go make sure my husband is okay, and I need to bless my house. So, you guys are super, super awesome, and I love each and every last one of you. Thank you. Bye.
Wow. I think that was a call with so many firsts on it. I loved it. I loved it. Thank you for sharing that ghost story with us. I love that the line, if we just got a Dollar General, so whoop, whoop. And my other favorite, I'm a big black bitch from Jersey. I'm going to fuck you up. That I don't think we've ever heard that those lines together when talking about a ghost story. So
seriously, I cannot love her more.
Oh, that's great. Thank you because, for that.
Like, that's what I want to be. You know, I want to be more like her, because I get scared of that shit. And I want to be more like, I don't think so. You come in my house.
Yeah.
Jump on my back while I'm trying to sleep. And now I'm tired. I'm irritable, and I got to go home and bless my house. Like, I could not love her more.
No, I'd love to hear more. So please do share more. We'd love to hear.
Or just call in and say hi from time to time.
Yeah, just do that as well. That was great. Thank you for that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We would absolutely love to hear them. Of course, you can become a premium subscriber, get access to all of our shows ad-free. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or through Apple Podcasts. Even try it for 3 days free. Until next time, for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.